following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 94.5 KPLO. You can also listen or watch coverage online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Darren Boyle.
Hi, and good evening, everyone. We welcome you to Sunshine Bible Academy, south of Miller, as we bring you coverage of regional high school basketball tonight on KPLO. Regular season finale for these two teams as the Miller Rustlers take on the Highmore Herald Pirates. Our coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is brought to you by Potsdam State Farm, by the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, by May Adam, Avera Orthopedics, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, Agtegra, by Right Seed, the Golden Buffalo Casino, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Our coverage of regional high school basketball tonight is also brought to you by Venture Communications, Wagner Auto, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock Exchange, and the Jet Lanes. Tonight's coverage of regional high school basketball is also brought to you by Highmore Health, Crystal Volksgarten Agency, American Family Insurance, the Highmore Herald, Heartland State Bank, and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated, Highmore Clinic Rural Healthcare, Jan Bussey Ford, and Mashing Food Center. Also, bringing us coverage of regional high school basketball tonight, the folks at Carr Chiropractic, Miller Rexall Drug, the Miller Press, Advanced Collision and Repair, Kent Clark Insurance, and C&B Operations, John Deere. John Neff is our technical director at DRG Media Group's home office, and I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight for our coverage of regional high school basketball due to the fire that happened back February 2nd in Miller. The gym at the Miller High School not available, so the folks at Sunshine Bible graciously have offered and allowed Miller to play their home games here as of late, and they will finish up their regular season here tonight, taking on Highmore Herald. The Rustlers 12-7 overall as they look for their 13th victory of the season. Miller with 42.95 seeding points. They will more than likely be the number 3 overall seed of Region 2B, and Highmore Herald will be the number 4 overall seed. We'll sort all that out here in just a couple moments as our Keys to Success segment. We'll talk about some of that and some of the postseason possibilities for both of these teams. We'll do all that and more as our pregame continues. Of course, we want to remind you that the folks at the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team and remind you that snow means slow. We'll take a 3-minute break. Pregame continues. It's brought to you by the folks at Potsdam State Farm Insurance. And we're back after this on KPLO.
Every team knows that the two-point play can be a winning move. And that's why the team at Potsdam State Farm Insurance are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money. So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. Just another way they're here to help life go right. Call Potsdam State Farm Insurance at 224-4173 today.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 605-852-2224 or online at www.venturecom.net.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer. The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
No matter what color of equipment you drive, Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer, has your equipment maintenance covered. Be ready for the 2022 season with Titan Machinery's Uptime Maintenance Inspection Program. These inspections are conducted by service professionals and provide a comprehensive analysis of the machine's required maintenance. From tractors and combines to sprayers, corn headers, and planters, we can handle it all. Schedule your appointment today. That's Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer. Power and precision to grow.
Welcome back as our pregame show continues. We get ready for the season finale, the matchup between Highmore, Harold, and Miller. We look at Region 2B. Currently, Selby Butte's the number one overall seed, 43.526 seeding points. Harry and Selby sets it second with a 43.111 PowerPoint seeding point. Total. They should both hang on to the top two seeds in Region 2B. Miller, win or lose here, probably will not move very much. Currently, the Rustlers set at 42.737 seeding points. They are solidly in number three, where Highmore Herald setting at the number four overall formation, position, 41.368 seeding points. We crunched a few numbers, and it looks like, anyway, that the Highmore Herald, win or lose here, was not going to move up too much or move down too much to where they would change position. So they would be the number four seed. Falcon with 41 seeding points sets at number five overall seed. Potter County will play up Sunshine Bible. North Central will play Ipswich on Monday as the play-in games for Region 2B. The winners of those two games will be the bottom two seeds, the 7 and 8 seed of the 10 team. Class Region 2B, or the Region 2 of Class B, we should say. Selby Butte, Harriet Selby, Miller, Highmore Herald, Falkton area, and Lower Brule. Those teams will get a first round bye, and will play matchups coming up starting on Tuesday as the home sites get the home games. So that kind of gives you an idea of how things will set up as a couple teams in Region 2B playing their final regular season games tomorrow night. So nothing will be official until that is said and done. But that's kind of what things look like here from our perspective as we crunched a few numbers earlier today. We will have high school boys basketball for you tomorrow night on KPLO as we will be in Gettysburg. Highmore Herald will make the trip up north to take on a very good Potter County ball club. We'll have that for you with a 7:30 pregame, 7:45 with our scheduled tip-off tomorrow as our coverage of regional high school basketball continues on KPLO. Monday, more boys basketball as we will follow the Chamberlain Cubs as they travel to Alexandria to take on Hanson, and we'll have that game for you again around 7:30 with our pregame, and then girls postseason action Tuesday. We'll have it for you right here on KPLO. No live video streaming tonight, but we will have audio for you online, available on the website at drgnews.com. You can use the Listen Live section as well at the KPLO page, the DRG News app, brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. Starting lineups are next. We're back in 3 minutes. This is coverage of regional high school basketball from KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881. iMore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at iMore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified, too. iMore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255.
Carr Chiropractic Clinic, PC, provides chiropractic care for the entire family. They believe your time is valuable, so they're available when you need them. They have Saturday and early evening hours. They accommodate same-day appointments, walk-ins, and they're there for you in an emergency. Carr Chiropractic in Miller, making a difference by caring for people for over 60 years.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volkerson Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Miller Rexall Drug is a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Pharmacists Trent and Travis care about their customers and provide fast, friendly, and professional pharmacy services to help you get and stay well. Medicare and all major insurance is accepted, and free delivery or mail service of prescriptions is available, along with price matching. Check out the old-fashioned soda fountain and gift card mall, Hallmark cards, wine department, great gift selection, toy and dollar sections, photo machine, and more. Miller Rexall Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 139 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins Products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium chairs and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald. Herald newspaper in Highmore.
Time for starting lineups, and our starting lineups tonight brought to you by the folks at Avera Orthopedics. For Highmore Herald, they will start at one guard, Courtney Mosier, a 5'3 senior. The other guard, Emily Scheid. Scheid is a 5'7 junior. The forwards for Highmore Herald, Maddie Knox, a 5'11 senior, along with Grace Knox. Grace is a 5'10 senior. And the starting center for Highmore Herald, Letha Jessen. Jessen is a 5'11 senior. For Highmore Herald, it will be Mosier and Scheid the guards, Knox the forwards, and Jessen at center. The Highmore Herald Pirates enter the contest tonight with an overall record of 13-7. The head coach of the Highmore Herald Pirates is Mike Ring. For the Miller Wrestlers, at one guard, Tyra Gates, a 5'10 junior. The other guard, Jaden Wordle. Wordle, a 5'7 junior, also at a guard position. We'll see Morgan Kolda, a 5'4 freshman. Starting at forwards for Miller, Abigail Blake, a 5'11 junior, and Alea Schlechter, she is a 5'10 freshman. For the Miller Wrestlers tonight, we will see Gates, Wordle, and Kolda, the guards, Blake and Schlechter at forwards for the Miller Wrestlers. The Wrestlers enter the contest tonight with an overall record of 12-7. As they play their season finale tonight, as does Highmore Herald. The head coach of the Miller Wrestlers is Tom McGow. Stay with us during our post game. We will bring you the KPLO CHS River Plains Player of the Game. And we will talk about the big play of the game as well. That is brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. That's the pregame show brought to you by the folks at Ponsonby State Farm Insurance. And we will be back with the tip-off. After this, you're listening to live coverage of regional high school basketball from KPLO.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects, and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
With more and more people being at home, chances are you'll access a social media site to stay in touch with family and friends. Before you do this, please check your privacy settings to ensure you're being the safest you can be. For step-by-step instructions on how to check and change your privacy settings for Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and the like, go to consumer.sd.gov. With questions, contact South Dakota Consumer Protection Division, 1-800-300-1986, or email consumerhelp@state.sd.us.
Heartland State Bank is locally owned and serves South Dakotans with banks in Brettfield, Tulare, Wessington, and Highmore. The friendly and knowledgeable staff of Heartland State Bank are ready to assist you with personal or commercial accounts and loan services. They also offer convenient online banking. And you can count on Heartland Financial Services to help you with all of your insurance needs. Home, auto, farm, crop, all insurances. Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated. Member FDIC. The Miller Press provides one-stop shopping for your business. Their commercial print shop can make the business of doing business a breeze. The staff at the Miller Press can help you with letterheads, printed envelopes, invoices, sales tickets, business cards, and napkins, silverware, to-go containers, toilet tissue, and uniforms. They do customized printing on paper and clothing, and now they offer instant photo printing with multiple paper sizes to choose from. Stop into the Miller Press office for more information at 114 West 3rd Street in Miller or call 853-3575. The Miller Press. The Highmore Clinic welcomes new and established patients, offering wellness and acute care for all ages, including immunizations, lab testing, telehealth, and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available. Most major insurances are accepted. Call 852-2238 for the Highmore Clinic. Good luck this season, athletes. From the Highmore Clinic, assuring access to quality health care.
At Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore, we've been building partnerships for life by treating our customers right, offering you a low-pressure sales process, no haggling over price, passing our low overhead savings on to you, providing a Ford-certified service department with four senior master technicians, fixing it right the very first time. We carry a good selection of new Fords and pre-owned, new, or used ATVs, and all the top brands and trailers, including Aluma, Wilson, Sharp, PJ, and Big Tex. Stop by Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore, or shop online at PioneerGarage.com.
Mashick Food Center is your affiliated foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. They carry the finest fresh produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast roasted chicken and pork tenderloins. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center is Highmore Pirate Clothing, so you can show your school spirit. They welcome WIC and food stamps and are open 7 days a week. They're proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center in Highmore.
And now, words of advice from a South Dakota whitetail deer.
Hello, great and strong humans. If I may, a word of advice about crossing a highway. Oh, look, bright lights.
Whoa, look at the damage I just did. I hope that guy goes to Advanced Collision and Repair in Miller. Yep, only Advanced Collision in Miller can fix that. Oh, look, now I'm a deer angel. This is fun.
1022 East 3rd Street. Call 893-0190.
Wind, drought, fire, insects, disease. Together with hail, they have formed a legion of multi-perils, bent on the destruction of your hard work. Your fields are under constant attack, but the team at Kent Clark Insurance stands by your side in this war. Kent Clark Insurance will give you peace of mind knowing you're covered and your claim will be processed quickly. So protect your hard work. Call Kent Clark Insurance in Wessington at 458-2281. Equal opportunity provider.
By the Office of Highway Safety, we are KPLO 94.5, Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5 K26 3AW in Pierrefort. Here, if you drink, don't drive, as we get ready for basketball here tonight. Our opening tip is brought to you by our friends at Riverview Chevrolet Buick in Ocoma. Come in for an oil change or major service, or to just take a test drive. They pay top dollar for good quality trade-ins and will treat you like family. Learn more at RiverviewFamily.com. Allie Mullaney will be getting the start tonight as the starting lineup changed just a little bit. I believe she is out there instead of Aaliyah Schlechter. So Allie Mullaney will jump center with Maddie Knox. And here we go. It is Highmore Herald dressed in the Road Reds. They will win the tip. Grace Knox, Emily Scheid overloading left side. Working against a man-to-man of Highmore Herald, or Miller, rather. Turnaround jumper. Up no good by Letha Jessen. Maddie Knox with the offensive rebound. She will draw a foul and get free throws here. Foul on the Miller wrestlers dressed in their home whites here this evening. Jaden Wertle with the personal. That will be her first. It will send Maddie Knox to the free throw line. The 5'11 senior shooting two, and the first of two free throws is up and good. Very good crowd here tonight for the regular season finale for these two teams. Been an annual fixture on the schedule of both squads, and for the first time this year, they are Region 2B combatants. Thought perhaps as we went down the home stretch of the season that this game would have, it might have some meaning, and it will, obviously, but far as seeding-wise, everybody has kind of settled into where I think they are going to be. Turnover on Miller. As the Pirates work with it. Now Tyra Gates with a steal on Highmore Herald. Gates up the floor into the rim. Layup is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Highmore Herald. Pirates with a 2-0 lead. A minute deep into this opening quarter. Scheid up across the time stripe now. As they will pass off and put the ball into the hands of Maddie Knox. To the corner, Grace Knox. As they work on the right side again against a Miller wrestler man-to-man. Letha Jessen out high with it. She'll dribble the basketball to the point, and they'll reload things with 10 on the shot clock. It is Grace Knox with 7. Knox with 5. Baseline right. The up and under. Got away with a travel. Will turn out to be a nice pass. She tried a shot that got down low to Maddie Knox. Maddie scores the 2. And it is a 4-0 lead for Highmore Herald. 6:35 remains in the opening quarter. This is the first time that Miller has settled in offensively. As Morgan Colton will work out front from Wertle inside the Gates, and Tyra can't hang on to a pass. It kind of was off of her shoe tops and out of bounds and turned over. And the ball will belong to Highmore Herald. That is 2 turnovers on the wrestlers now. As Miller will set up full court pressure, Highmore Herald will handle. And here is a 3 from Grace Knox. And that is up good. And a great start for Highmore Herald here in this opening quarter. 2 minutes in, they have a 6-0 lead. Here's Morgan Colda for 3. That shot is no good, and the Pirates will get the rebound. Highmore Herald will push the pace as Grace Knox with the dribble across half court. At the top of the key, we'll leave for Letha Jessen. Now a jumper from up top. That is short from Courtney Mosier. A foul on the rebound. Going to be called on Highmore Herald. The Pirates with their first team foul. And it will be whistled on Grace Knox. 5:52 remains in the opening quarter. It is a 6-0 lead for Highmore Herald. Pirates looking for their 14th victory of the season. Morgan Cole on the drive to the corner. Here is a Jaden Wertle 3. That is up no good. Offensive rebound. Allie Mullaney, she can't put it up and in, but Abigail Blake is there. For the offensive rebound and put back. Miller on the scoreboard with 5.5 minutes remaining in the quarter. It is a 6-2 lead. Highmore Herald on the move. Inside Courtney Mosier. Nice pass up top from Grace Knox as Mosier scores the 2. And it is an 8-2 score now as up and down we go. Both of these teams settling in as we work through the opening quarter. Here is a 3 by Morgan Colda. Offline and no good. A good job on the box out for Emily Scheid as she controls the rebound, and here are the Pirates on the move. Up the floor, Letha Jessen. She will score the fast break basket. And it is a 10-2 lead for Highmore Herald, and now a foul out front. It's going to be called on the Pirates. Foul will be on Emily Scheid. That will be her first personal foul. Second team foul against Highmore Herald, as the wrestlers will inbound it underneath their own basket as Jaden Wertle will trigger the inbound play. Up top, Colda. Around the perimeter it comes. It is Allie Mullaney on the left side to Colda. She'll work the runner. That is up no good. Rebound pulled down by Highmore Herald. Up the floor it is Knox. A collision out front. A whistle and an illegal screen. Going to be called on Grace Knox. She was just trying to get out of the way. She was run over. And now Mike Ring wanting a little bit of an explanation there. It will turn out to be a turnover for Highmore Herald, their second of the ball game, and also their third team foul. And for Maddie Knox, that's personal foul number one. Here is Miller working down low. It is Gates to the rim. Shot no good. Scheid with the rebound. And Highmore Herald will head the other way. The Pirates have done a nice job on the glass at both ends here in this opening quarter. Mosier down to Jessen. On the block, sends it back out. Mosier with the open look. Three ball is money. Courtney Mosier from downtown, and a timeout taken by Miller. 13-2, Highmore Herald leading. This will be a full timeout. We'll take it with them. We're back in 60 seconds on KPMO.
As one season ends, another begins, and your local C&B Operations is here to help you be prepared and get ahead. Wrap up harvest with post-season equipment inspections to eliminate the headache and worry as you head into a new year. C&B is your partner in agriculture and looks forward to working with you this season and next. For all of your John Deere parts, service, and equipment needs, turn to your local C&B Operations.
Real tractors are green.
Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified, too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255.
By Actegra, they remind you Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative today. The Rustlers get the ball inside really for the first time tonight, and then a bad pass across the lane. They turn the basketball over, and for Miller, their third turnover of this opening period. Highmore Herald the other way. Grace Knox getting into the lane. She has the ball knocked away. Pirates will inbound once again. Jessen to Knox. Now Mosier, the open look from the right wing. The three is up, no good. Rebound Allie Mullaney, and here comes Miller. The Rustlers scored at about the six-minute mark of the opening quarter, their first basket of the ball game. Turns out it's been their only basket of the ball game. We're down to 3.5 minutes remaining in the opening quarter. It is a 13-2 lead for Highmore Herald. Gates, now Mullaney, Kolda. On the left side, left open, feeds it down low. Wardle, nice pass to Abby Blake, and she'll go to the rim and score. Abby Blake with the two-point basket for Miller. 13-4 is our score as we work to the three-minute mark here in this opening quarter. Maddie Knox to Courtney Mosier. Fakes the three and drives. The floater from 10 is up good. Courtney Mosier scores the bucket to make it 15-4. 2:50 remains in the opening quarter. Gates on the move, left side of the lane to Mullaney. Gets a step on the baseline. Double coverage comes over, and a pass that's tipped and stolen away. Here is Grace Knox. She loses the basketball as Miller makes the defensive play and steals it. Here's Gates up the center of the floor to the rim. Shot is off glass and good. And I'm not sure at this point with the style of this game, the pace of this game, who would favor. This has kind of been an up-and-down first quarter of basketball. Miller seems to kind of enjoy that free-flow style of play, perhaps a little more than Highmore Herald, but Highmore Herald been hanging tough. Here's Grace Knox from up top. The three, no good. Morgan Colda will get the rebound, and for the Rustlers, a chance at back-to-back buckets for the first time tonight. And they'll get it inside. It's Allie Mullaney that scores the two, and a timeout taken by Highmore Herald. 30-second timeout taken by the Pirates. 15-8 is our score. The Rustlers trail the Pirates with 2 minutes remaining in the opening quarter. Let's break for 30 seconds on KPMO.
The last thing you want this sports season is an injury. It can ruin the season for you and your team. The doctors at Carr Chiropractic Clinics PC are highly trained and educated on the prevention, treatment, and rehabilitation of sports injuries. They have a certified athletic trainer and massage therapist on staff. They provide high school athletic physicals and are available 24 hours a day if an injury does occur. Let their doctors and staff be a part of your team. Carr Chiropractic Clinics wish the Miller Rustlers good luck this season.
Another Integra timeout as both teams have used the timeout here in this opening quarter. 15-8 is our score. Highmore Herald, who got off to that hot start early, she'll work with a 7-point lead as Miller tries to stretch things on the defensive end. They meet Courtney Mosier at half court, make her pick up her dribble. Now Highmore Herald works. Brooke Palmer with it. She will drive and fire. Shot is blocked as the ball goes out of bounds. It will remain with the Pirates. Highmore Herald will inbound on the baseline with 17 to shoot. Trisha Lammers checks into the ballgame for Miller as Abby Blake checks out. Pirates will put it in play. Knox to Knox. This is Maddie high post. Down low, Letha Jessen, and she is fouled as she goes to the rim. Letha Jessen will go to the free throw line. The foul on Tyra Gates will be her first personal foul. Highmore Herald, 2 of 2 from the free throw line in the opening quarter, will get a pair of free throws here from the 5'11 senior, Letha Jessen. And free throw number one is good. 16-8, Highmore Herald. A minute 38 remains in the opening quarter. As Letha Jessen sets and prepares for the second free throw. That one is short. It just grazed the rim, and Miller will get the rebound. An 8-point lead for the Pirates, an 8-point deficit for the Rustlers. Depends on your view. Lammers posting up underneath, and a whistle and a hold. A foul called on Highmore Herald. It's going to go on Letha Jessen, and Letha will pick up her first foul. Miller will work to go to their bench once again as Alea Schlechter checks into the contest. Here's Morgan Cold on the move out to Lammers. Now Schlechter at the top of the key. Gates left side working against a Highmore Herald man-to-man. Morgan Cold will step into a three. That shot is up, no good. The rebound comes off long. The Rustlers will win the foot race. And here's Tyra Gates on the move. She will go to the rim. That is blocked. The ball is short. And the rebound off of Highmore Herald. As it goes out of bounds, and the Rustlers with 27 on the shot clock will inbound it from the right side of the key. The inbounds will come in. Schlechter, Mullaney, now Gates. Gates on the move. Gets away with a double dribble. Then a travel. Down low, it's Lammers to the rim. Shot no good. And the rebound pulled down by Letha Jessen. And here comes Highmore Herald. Mosier across the time stripe. Jessen up high. Lammers with good defense almost stole the basketball. Here's a pass inside. Brooke Palmer. Shot is up, no good. Allie Mullaney with the rebound, and here comes Miller. Final minute of the opening quarter, 16-8, Highmore Herald. Cola on the move with the left-hand dribble in the lane, a whistle and a block and a foul called on Highmore Herald. I think before the night's over, you'll know what side of the court I'm on. As that is the fifth team foul for Highmore Herald. And Miller will inbound underneath their basket. Shot clock basically off here as it has been reset. But here is Gates inside. Shot blocked by Grace Knox. And Brooke Palmer, who checked into the ball game, will have the basketball for Highmore Herald as she brings it across to half court. Pirates with a 16-8 lead. Palmer, kick out, Knox, Grace on the move. Pull up jumper is no good. Backside rebound, Letha Jessen, and she will put it up and in. 18-8, Highmore Herald. Final seconds of the opening quarter. Gates will isolate. Crossover, double covered, back out. Mullaney for three. That is blocked and short, and that is the end of the opening quarter. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Ford Pier. Check out the latest on Facebook and shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. 18-8, Highmore Herald. And we are back in 1 minute on KPLO.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volkerson Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Miller Rexall Drug is a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Pharmacists Trent and Travis care about their customers and provide fast, friendly, and professional pharmacy services to help you get and stay well. Medicare and all major insurance is accepted, and free delivery or mail service of prescriptions is available, along with price matching. Check out the old-fashioned soda fountain and gift card mall, Hallmark cards, wine department, great gift selection, toy and dollar sections, photo machine, and more. Miller Rexall Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Start the opening quarter, making shots early, playing good defense throughout that entire opening quarter, and they have an 18-8 lead over Miller as we start quarter number two. With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Tyra Gates on the move left side. We'll send it back out. Allie Mullaney into the lane, out to Alea Schlechter. She'll try to attack the rim. Ball is tied up in a jump ball. It will belong to Highmore Herald. That will be another turnover for Miller, and by my statistics, that will be their fifth turnover of the ballgame. So Highmore Herald will have the basketball once again early in this second quarter. Leading by 10 points, Grace Knox with the basketball at the point in the hands of Letha Jessen. Jessen around the perimeter to the right side, Mosier. Now Brooke Palmer trying to get it into Jessen, and good defense over the top there by Jaden Wertle to knock the basketball out of bounds. Pirates will look to inbound. Baseline right as Emily Scheid puts it in play. Down low to Knox. Maddie will attempt the jumper that is blocked and short, but a foul is going to be called on Miller. The foul on Alea Schlechter will be her first, and for Miller, team foul number three. And Grace Knox going to the free throw line to shoot two. The first of two is up and good. Good start from the line from Highmore Herald. Getting ready for their sixth free throw attempt, where they are currently 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Here's the second free throw. That one is up and no good. Highmore Herald will get the rebound. And on the baseline, Palmer bottled up well, defended well on the baseline. She thought she got through a double team, but instead stepped on the baseline, and a turnover for Highmore Herald, which is their fourth of the contest. And Miller with another offensive opportunity. They trail by 11 here, a minute into this second quarter. Jaden Wertle, Alea Schlechter on the left, right side. They'll leave for Tyra Gates, who goes off glass for three. Write it down for the 5'10 junior Tyra Gates, and it is 19-11. And here's Emily Scheid for Highmore Herald. She will try a three from the right side. That is no good. Rebound to Miller. They have a little trouble with it, but finally Tyra Gates will take control. She crosses half court. It goes to Schlechter. She'll fake the three and drive. Gets a step to the rim. Shot is up. No good. Grace Knox will get the rebound. 19-11. Highmore Herald has the lead. 6:20 remains in the second quarter. And out front, a bump and a foul going to be called on Allie Mullaney. Mullaney with her first personal foul. It will be the fourth team foul for Miller. We work our way to the bonus 2 minutes into the opening quarter as the inbounds comes in to Brooke Palmer. Highmore Herald will settle in. Miller has really turned up the intensity defensively here, as it looks like that's a 5-second count. Thought perhaps Highmore Herald was going to call the timeout. Instead, the 5-second violation, and Brooke Palmer had nowhere to go with the basketball. And it will be a turnover for Highmore Herald, their fifth of the ball game. And Miller's defense got the job done there. Now we'll see if they can put points on the board. It is Gates to Schlechter. Out front, they go to Wertle on the left side on the wing. And she will work the dribble to the corner. Now it's Allie Mullaney back to Wertle. It's through her hands, but She's able to track it back down and save the possession. Now Gates out front, 12 on the shot clock. Good defense here by Highmore Herald. Gates on the move, going to the rim. Has a shot blocked. I think that was Grace Knox that made the defensive play. Ball goes out of bounds. It will belong to Miller. Rustlers have 8 seconds to make something happen. Here is a drive inside by Trisha Lammers to the corner. Schlechter for three. That shot no good. And it didn't touch the rim. And as Miller got the rebound and tried to put back, that missed the rim as well. And that is a shot clock violation. So Highmore Herald again with the basketball. Leading by eight. 5:25 remains in the first half. Here is Mosier. Now Palmer on the move. Palmer to the rim. Shot is too strong. She'll try to get her own rebound, and then they'll call a jump ball. And the possession arrow will belong to Miller. So now the Rustlers with another offensive opportunity after they got a defensive stop. Here's Gates across the half-court stripe. Wirtle on the left side. Jaden will drive, and she is fouled. And a pair of free throws are upcoming. The foul will be on Letha Jessen, I believe, and that will be her second personal foul. Sixth team foul for Highmore Herald, so Miller in the bonus for the remainder of the half. A pair of free throws here for Jaden Wirtle. A 5'7 junior will put the first free throw up and good. 19-12 with 5:05 remaining in the half. Maddie knocks in. Emily Scheid will check out for Highmore Herald. Jaden Wirtle at the free throw line with her second free throw attempt. That is up and good. And Abigail Blake will check in. Trisha Lammers will check out for Miller. Tyra Gates checks out of the ballgame for the moment as well as Morgan Kolda checks back in. Inside of 5 minutes remaining in the half as Highmore Herald sends it to the right side. Courtney Mosier had to jump to pick up a pass that was a little tall for her. And when she came down, she was on the sideline and a turnover. That is six for Highmore Herald. Third turnover here in the quarter. As now Miller will turn the basketball over. That is their seventh turnover. And here is Highmore Herald. 13-9 is our score. The Pirates have scored just one free throw in the second quarter so far. Here's Letha Jessen, Grace Knox. They'll post up Jessen. Turnaround jumper is up, and it's good. That one took a high bounce off the back iron and came straight down and through. And the field goal for Jessen, the first for Highmore Herald in this second quarter, and it's 21-13. Working to the halfway mark of the quarter, Mullaney out front for Miller. Now it is Wirtle back to Mullaney on the left wing. Cross-court Morgan Kolda. She will work against Courtney Mosier. Kolda will drive and fire. Shot is no good. Rebound to Highmore Herald. Halfway through quarter number two, 21-13. The lead to the Pirates as they work with it. Here is Palmer out front. Mosier, the open look from the point. The three ball is money. 10 points in the half for Courtney Mosier. And it is 24-13. Highmore Herald again back out in front by 11. They've had a 12-point lead earlier. Here is a long three by Jaden Wirtle. That's up no good. Morgan Kolda will get the rebound. Now it's Alea Schlechter from the right side for three. That shot is no good. Mullaney with the offensive rebound. Here is Wirtle again. Another three that is no good. This time Abigail Blake tracks it down. And the Rustlers will send the basketball back out front. Shot clock was reset. So the Rustlers have some time to work with it as they go around the perimeter. It is Wirtle to Mullaney. Now Schlechter out front to Kolda. 3 minutes remain in the half, and the ball stolen away. Courtney Mosier with the steal, and now Highmore Herald double dribble. Courtney Mosier stole the ball. It was poked away by Miller into the hands of Grace Knox. Grace is called for the double dribble. It will be Miller basketball, but first, a timeout taken by the Rustlers with 2:55 remaining in the half, 24-13. The Pirates lead, and we're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 139 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins Products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium chairs and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore.
.255 remains in the first half. 24-13 is our score as Highmore Herald has the lead. A timeout brought to you by the folks at Actegra. As the Rustlers alert to inbound it now, I think we're going to have a technical foul because I think we have six players on the floor for Miller. Going to be a technical foul on Miller. As Tyra Gates came back into the ballgame and nobody had checked out. Jaden Wirtle inbounded it, and as soon as she inbounded it, realized there was something wrong. There were five other Miller players out on the floor, so a technical foul basically on the Miller bench. Gives Highmore Harrell free throws in the ball as Grace Knox goes to the line to shoot two. And the first free throw will rim in and out, no good. 2:51 remains in the first half. 24-13 is our score. Have not seen that technical foul in a while as the second free throw by Grace Knox is up and good. And Miller will have the basketball, or pardon me, Highmore Herald will have the basketball here. And for Miller, a turnover, another turnover, that will be their ninth of the first half. Pirates with a 12-point lead as they inbound. Brooke Farmer out front working against Morgan Colda. The 10-second count is still on as the Pirates finally get it across half court. Here's Letha Jessen. Out front, Brooke Palmer. On the drive, Palmer gets a step. Palmer tries to go to the rim and has the ball knocked out of her hands and stolen away. Turnover, Highmore Herald, their eighth of the ball game. And here are the Rustlers the other way. Trailing by 12 at 25-13, it is Gates. Now Colda. On the wing left side, high post, Abigail Blake down the lane. And on the block, the turnaround jumper is up and good. Abigail Blake with 6 points in the first half. 25-15, working to the two-minute mark remaining in the first half. Here's a Brooke Palmer pass inside that's tipped and stolen away. It's Morgan Colda on the move to the rim. Shot is blocked, but a foul called. Grace Knox with her second personal foul. And Miller will go to the free throw line. Morgan Colda will go to the free throw line and shoot two for the Rustlers with a minute 58 remaining in the half. We talked about this ball game and how it's not going to affect the region standings. We know that Miller will probably be the number 3 seed. Highmore Herald will be the number 4 seed of the region. But in the end, I think it matters. It means something to these girls the way we are competing here this evening. First free throw by Colda was good. Second free throw up and good. She hits them both. And it is an 8-point ball game at 25-17. Inside of 2 minutes remaining in the first half, here is Palmer with the basketball out front. Has the ball knocked away again, and then Miller thought they got it over and back call. They did not, as Grace Knox works the dribble, and then a foul out front. It's going to be whistled on Allie Mullaney, and that will be her second personal foul. Emily Scheid will check into the ball game, and Brooke Palmer will check out. Pirates will inbound underneath their own basket as Scheid will look to put it in play as it comes to Grace Knox. Knox with the left-hand dribble, works into the lane, kicks it out to Mosier. Courtney's hit two threes in the first half already. She'll work the crossover here, drive and fire. The floater is up, no good. Rebound Miller. Here come the Rustlers. Chance to make it a two-possession game. As Tyra Gates will pound it out front. Now to the right side, Morgan Colda. The freshman will try to operate. She puts the ball into the hands of Jaden Wirtle. Back around the perimeter we come. 15 on the shot clock for the Rustlers. Gates with the crossover. Gates to the rim, and the shot is up good. Tyra Gates with 7 points in the ball game for Miller. 25-19 as we roll the clock to the final minute of this first half. Mosier Knox down low. Jessen, the turnaround is up and no good. The rebound pulled down by Miller. It's Gates who will lead the break up the floor. Highmore Herald back quickly. Gates will slow things up. About a 15-second difference from the shot clock to the game clock. So we'll see what Miller does here. High posted comes to Blake. Hand off Wordle to the corner, Mullaney, and back up to the top of the key. Mullaney will work the dribble out front and put the ball back into the hands of Morgan Colton. Left-handed dribble from the freshman. Has nowhere to go. Double covered. Finally finds Allie Mullaney open. She will try a three. That shot is no good. And Highmore Herald will get the rebound. They will try to hold for the final shot of the quarter. Here is Mosier. Screened by Jessen. High post now. It goes to Jessen. Ball knocked away and stolen. And out front, we're going to have a whistle. And we're going to have a foul call. The foul on Highmore Herald will result in free throws for Miller. We'll wait for the call, and it's on Letha Jessen, and that will be personal foul number three. And we will walk to the other end for free throws, and the Rustlers will shoot the one-and-one with Jaden Wordle. A 5'7 junior, 2 of 2 from the line. The free throw here is short. Highmore Herald will get the rebound, and this is the end of the first half. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Ford Pier. Check out the latest information on the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our halftime report brought to you by the folks at Buyrite Seat is next. We are back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pierre to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
Heartland State Bank is locally owned and serves South Dakotans with banks in Redfield, Tulare, Wessington, and Highmore. The friendly and knowledgeable staff of Heartland State Bank are ready to assist you with personal or commercial accounts and loan services. They also offer convenient online banking. And you can count on Heartland Financial Services to help you with all of your insurance needs. Home, auto, farm, crop, all insurances. Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated. Member FDIC.
Miller Rustler fans, it's time to get your green on. Be true to your school and show your Miller Rustler pride with ready-to-wear Rustler t-shirts and sweatshirts from the Miller Press. Stop into the Miller Press office at 114 West 3rd Street. They can help you get your green on and show that great Miller pride. The Miller Press is published weekly on Wednesdays with everything you need to know regarding Miller area news and sports. They also provide commercial printing and check out their e-edition too at themillerpress.com.
The Highmore Clinic welcomes new and established patients, offering wellness and acute care for all ages, including immunizations, lab testing, telehealth, and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available. Most major insurances are accepted. Call 852-2238 for the Highmore Clinic. Good luck this season, athletes. From the Highmore Clinic, assuring access to quality health care.
At Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore, we've been building partnerships for life by treating our customers right, offering you a low-pressure sales process, no haggling over price, passing our low-overhead savings on to you, providing a Ford-certified service department with four senior master technicians, fixing it right the very first time. We carry a good selection of new Fords and pre-owned, new, or used ATVs, and all the top brands and trailers, including Aluma, Wilson, Sharp, PJ, and Big Tex. Stop by Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore, or shop online at PioneerGarage.com.
Mashick Food Center is your affiliated foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. They carry the finest fresh produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast roasted chicken and pork tenderloins. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center is Highmore Pirate Clothing, so you can show your school spirit. They welcome WIC and food stamps and are open 7 days a week. They're proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center in Highmore.
We'll be right back. With John F. back at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, my name's Darren Boyle. Thank you for joining us tonight as we originate from the campus of Sunshine Bible Academy south of Miller, as the Crusader family here graciously allowing Miller to use this facility. A very nice facility here about 15 miles south of Miller, but allowing them to use this facility for the wrestlers to play their home games here to close out the regular season after the fire and things that happened up in Miller a couple weeks ago. We've got a good one here in the season finale for both of these teams, Highmore Herald and Miller. It's a 25-19 lead for Highmore Herald as we work at the halftime break. A ball game where Highmore Herald came out, hit shots early as Miller had a little trouble putting the ball in the basket. It was 18-8 at the end of the opening quarter. The Rustlers were able to close the gap. In fact, outscored Highmore Herald 11-7 in that second quarter. Had it down to a six-point game at one point, but Highmore Herald was the team that scored last in the second quarter and have a making a six-point lead here at the half, 25-19 is our halftime score. Let's look at individual scoring for Miller first. They are led by Tyra Gates, who has 7 points. Abigail Blake scored the first 4 points of the ball game for the Rustlers. She has 7 points. Jaden Wardle, Morgan Kolda, and Allie Mullaney, all three with 2 points each for the Rustlers. Miller goes to the free throw line 5 times in the first half, and they were 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Both teams' calling card has been defense tonight. The turnover total's high for both teams as the Rustlers have turned it over 9 times in the first half. For the Highmore Herald Pirates, a fast start for Courtney Mosier. The 5'3 senior has hit 2 threes and has scored 10 points in the first half. Letha Jessen with 7, Grace Knox with 5, and Maddie Knox with 4 points in the ball game. And that is 25 for the Highmore Herald Pirates. Highmore Herald goes to the free throw line 8 times in the first half, and they were 5 of 8 from the free throw line. The Pirates with 9 turnovers in the first half as well. One thing to keep in mind is the foul situation, and Highmore Herald with Letha Jessen picking up her 3rd foul in the final seconds of the first half. That might prove costly for Highmore Herald as we go down the stretch. On the Miller side, Allie Mullaney with 2 personal fouls, the only one close to foul trouble for the Miller Rustlers. We'll have high school basketball for you from the boys' side tomorrow night, as we will bring you the boys' matchup from Gettysburg as Potter County hosts Highmore Herald. Game time at around 7:45 with our tip-off. Free game at 7:30. Monday night, it will be Chamberlain at Hanson boys basketball. That game scheduled to tip off at around 7:45 as well, with our pregame coming your way at around 7:30 or so on Monday night. Tuesday and Thursday next week, we will have postseason basketball with a few games remaining for some teams. Nothing is going to be official until all games are played tomorrow night. And then we'll start to see the brackets. We can give you ideas. We expect Highmore Herald to be home on Tuesday night. Probably we'll take on Falkton. We'll wait and see about that. Of course, nothing is going to be official until after games are played tomorrow. But we will have postseason basketball for you Tuesday and Thursday next week. And then a boys basketball matchup to close out our regular season for the boys 1 week from Friday. And that will originate from the Hyde County Memorial Auditorium in Highmore as Highmore Herald hosts Miller. Here it's 25-19, the Highmore Herald Pirates lead. And we will be back in 3 minutes with the second half on KPLO.
Man, what are you doing?
Well, you know, I got in that fender bender last week, and I have a great idea. I'm going to wrap my car in bubble wrap. I can't get hurt that way.
Oh, no. It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't work that way. Get that dent fixed. Advanced Collision and Repair, 1022 East 3rd Street in Miller. Call 893-0190 for Advanced Collision and Repair, and put down the bubble wrap.
wind, drought, fire, insects, disease. Together with hail, they have formed a legion of multi-perils, bent on the destruction of your hard work. Your fields are under constant attack, but the team at Kent Clark Insurance stands by your side in this war. Kent Clark Insurance will give you peace of mind knowing you're covered and your claim will be processed quickly. So protect your hard work. Call Kent Clark Insurance in Wessington at 458-2281. Equal opportunity provider.
As one season ends, another begins, and your local C&B Operations is here to help you be prepared and get ahead. Wrap up harvest with post-season equipment inspections to eliminate the headache and worry as you head into a new year. C&B is your partner in agriculture and looks forward to working with you this season and next. For all of your John Deere parts, service, and equipment needs, turn to your local C&B Operations.
Real tractors are green.
Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified, too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255.
The last thing you want this sports season is an injury. It can ruin the season for you and your team. The doctors at Carr Chiropractic Clinics PC are highly trained and educated on the prevention, treatment, and rehabilitation of sports injuries. They have a certified athletic trainer and massage therapist on staff. They provide high school athletic physicals and are available 24 hours a day if an injury does occur. Let their doctors and staff be a part of your team. Carr Chiropractic Clinics wish the Miller Rustlers good luck this season.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Bowl Crescent Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
The basketball here in the second half. They're starting five of Mosier, Scheid, Knox, and Jessen on the floor. Miller cheating through a passing lane, jumping a passing lane. Tips the ball out of bounds, forces Highmore Herald to re-inbound it. Then they throw the basketball away, and then Miller gives it right back. Both teams with 10 turnovers. We'll start over here 20 seconds later. Pirates have the basketball to start the second half. With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Here's Grace Knox in the drive. Entry pass Jessen. The turnaround is up short. The rebound pulled down by Morgan Kolda. Rustlers will push the break. It is Kolda the rim. That shot is left short. And the rebound pulled down by Maddie Knox. 25-19 is our score as Highmore Herald leads. Here are the Pirates across half court. It is Knox with the basketball. She gives it off for Grace Knox on the left side. She'll dribble to the top of the key and away from the ball. A push. Foul is going to be called on Miller. It will be on Allie Mullaney, and that will be her third personal foul. So the two post players for both teams now have three personals. Alea Schlechter will check into the ball game, and Allie Mullaney will check out. Pirates will look to inbound once again as it comes in to Letha Jessen on the left corner. Letha will drive, kicks it to the corner. Mosier with the three ball. It's too strong and no good. And the rebound pulled down by Alea Schlechter. And here comes Miller the other way, looking for their first points of the third quarter. Here is Gates. On the wing, Jaden Wertle, Morgan Kolda, Alea Schlechter, Abigail Blake out there as well on the floor right now for the Rustlers. Here is it is Wertle down the lane. Kicks it back out, Schlechter, nice pass inside, Abigail Blake into the rim. Shot is up good, Abby Blake playing well. For the Rustlers here tonight, she scores the first points of the second half, and it is a four-point ball game at 25-21. Here is Highmore Herald with the basketball. Knox now Scheid as she will feed to the corner to Courtney Mosier. She will try the three. That shot is up short. Rebound Scheid, put back no good, but a foul is going to be called. They're going to call it on Scheid. Boy, she flashed in there, and I thought she got the rebound clean, but instead they're going to call a foul. And for the Pirates, it'll be their first foul of the second half for Mosier. Or pardon me, Shy, that will be her second personal foul. And a chance for Miller here to draw closer as Gates brings the basketball across half court. On the move it comes. Tyra loses her balance, kicks it to the corner. Here's Alea Schlechter on the move. She loses the dribble, but Miller's able to track it back down and save the possession. 15 on the shot clock as Gates works the crossover. Screened by Blank. Inside it comes to Abigail. She'll kick it out. It's Wardle with the jumper from the top. The shot is no good. The rebound to Miller. And then a official's timeout. Alea Schlechter wound up on the deck. Emily Scheid had as well. Scheid got the worst of that collision as she heads to the sideline. And the officials will stop play there. It will be Miller basketball as they will inbound with 33 to shoot. It will be Wernel who puts it in play to Blake. She has it deep left corner. And she'll send the basketball back out front. 25-21. The lead to Highmore Herald. 5.5 minutes remain in the third quarter. Pirates have led by as many as 12 points in this ballgame. And now a turnover forced by Highmore Herald. And then a foul called on Miller. As the foul is on Tyra Gates. And that will be her second personal foul. And for Miller, their 11th turnover of the ballgame. As Highmore Herald will inbound. They look for their first points of the second half. Mosier on the move. Mosier in the lane. Mosier with the floater, and it's good. Courtney Mosier has scored 12 points. 27-21. The Pirate lead back up to a half dozen. 5 minutes remain in the third quarter. Here is Colda to Gates. Tyra on the drive. Shot partially blocked and out of bounds off of Highmore Herald. And it will be Miller basketball. Wernel will inbound the basketball from the right side of the key. As it comes inside to Colda, shot is up, no good. Wernel will get her own rebound and send it back out. They say that that did not touch the rim. So it is not a, the shot clock did not reset. 10 seconds on the shot clock for Miller as they work inside. Blake. Now Schlechter to Colda. She will drive and fire. That shot is good. That basket will count, and a foul is called. The personal will be whistled on Courtney Mosier. That will be her first. Count the basket for Morgan Colda, her first field goal of the ball game. A chance, if she can make this free throw, to make it a three-point game with 4:40 remaining here in the third quarter. The free throw in and out, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Highmore Harrell. Knocks across half court. This is Grace with the basketball. Cross court to Maddie inside Letha Jessen. The turnaround is up, and it is good. Letha Jessen with 9 points in the ballgame, 29-23. 4:20 remains in the third quarter. Both of these teams starting to loosen up a little bit offensively. Runner up and no good by Colda. Rebound Highmore Herald, and Abigail Blake goes down. She appears to have twisted an ankle. She will head to the sideline. As these are player safety issues, we had it happen earlier when a Highmore Herald player went down when Miller had the basketball. They don't play through that if the official determines that a player is in danger, and that's what happened in that occasion and on the occasion before that as well. Here's Brooke Palmer into the ballgame. She'll break pressure. She will drive the length of the floor and score the two. And a timeout taken by Miller. Nice little scoring run here for Highmore Herald. It was a 6-point scoring run as the Rustlers take the timeout. And it will be, pardon me, it will be a, well, let's see. I'm not sure who took the timeout. Nobody took the timeout. So instead, it will be Miller basketball. They'll put it in play at half court. 31-23 is our score. It is a 6-0 scoring run for Highmore Herald that allowed them to push the lead just a little bit. Here's Lammers around the perimeter. Schlechter on the wing left side. Back out front, Lammers. Trisha will work with it. They go to Colda on the wing. The three is taken. It's up, no good. Jessen with the rebound. Long pass up the floor. Mosier, Courtney to the rim. Shot is blocked and out of bounds. It will be Highmore Herald basketball as they will look to put it in play. It will be Matty Knox who will trigger baseline right. And it will come out to Letha Jessen. Jessen with the dribble at the top of the key around the perimeter. She'll fire off the left side of the backboard. Shot is up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Miller. Here is Lammers to Kolda as they push it across the half-court stripe. Morgan to Alea. She will think about the three. Schlechter will pass off. Tyra Gates on the move. That shot is blocked. Loose basketball as it remains loose in the baseline. Gates has it to Kolda. Shot is up, good. Pardon me, Jaden Wirtle, who puts the shot up and in. 31-25, 3:05 remains in the third quarter. Here's Courtney Mosier out front. Onto the wing it comes Grace Knox. Grace will go to the rim. That shot is good. The basket will count and a foul is called. The basket for Knox is her first basket of the second half. The foul on Trisha Lammers will be her first personal foul. And the second team foul on Miller in this second half. Free throws for the 5'10 senior Grace Knox. She'll try to complete the three-point play. The free throw is up, no good. 33-25 is our score. 2:50 remains in the third quarter. Alea Schlechter up top, the straight-on three, and it's good. First points of the ball game for Alea Schlechter, and it's 33-28. Up and down we go here in this third quarter. Again, it's a five-point ball game. Miller tries to defend as Highmore Herald tries to get the basketball inside. Lob to Letha Jessen, tipped by Trisha Lammers and out of bounds. The ball will remain with Highmore Herald. 24 to shoot as they put it in play. Jessen has a shot blocked, but a foul called. And Lammers with the personal. That will be her second. And Letha Jessen will be at the free throw line to shoot two. She is one of two from the free throw line in the first half. The free throw is good. 34-28 is our score. The Pirate lead is at six. Here's Letha Jessen's second free throw attempt. That is up. That is no good. And Miller will come away with the basketball. 2.5 minutes remain, third quarter. As Tyra Gates brings the basketball across half court. Here's Morgan Kolda on the left side. They look to post up Lammers. Good man-to-man defense being played by both teams. Highmore Herald is dug in here. Kolda will step back and try a three. That shot is too strong and no good. Pirates with the rebound. Here comes Highmore Herald. It is a long pass up the floor to Grace Knox. In the lane, the pull-up is good. Grace Knox will score the basket. She has nine. And it is 36-28, timeout Miller. A minute 59 remains in the third quarter. It is 36-28. The Pirates of Highmore Herald lead by 8. And we will take a 60-second break and return on KPLO.
Miller Rexall Drug is a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Pharmacists Trent and Travis care about their customers and provide fast, friendly, and professional pharmacy services to help you get and stay well. Medicare and all major insurance is accepted, and free delivery or mail service of prescriptions is available, along with price matching. Check out the old-fashioned soda fountain and gift card mall, Hallmark cards, wine department, great gift selection, toy and dollar sections, photo machine, and more. Miller Rexall Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 139 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins Products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium chairs and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore.
Kager Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Ag Kager Cooperative today. Morgan Kolda going to the rim. Shot was no good. They battled for the rebound. Alea Schlechter was able to control it. She is fouled on the way back up. Foul on Grace Knox will be her third. And Alea Schlechter at the free throw line to shoot two. And the first of two free throws is up and good. 36-29 with a minute 48 remaining in the third quarter. This has been a very competitive basketball game since the opening tip. Second free throw is up, no good. Rebound to Highmore Herald. And here come the Pirates as Courtney Mosier pushes across half court to the corner now. This is Grace Knox. Down low, Lisa Jessen out to Mosier. Miller closing out well on the threes. Here, Brooke Palmer inside. She will spin away from the defense. What she's trying to do is she is guarded by Morgan Colda. She is trying to post her up. And she is fouled by the freshman. Be her first personal foul. Brooke Palmer shooting two. We'll put the first of two free throws up here, and it is good. 3 points in the third quarter for the 5'7 freshman. Makes it 37-29. The Pirate lead at eight with a minute 32 remaining in this third quarter. Second free throw is up. That is no good. Highmore Herald will get the rebound as Knox tracks it down. Here is Jessen in the paint. The turnaround is up. No good. Loose basketball to the Pirates once again as they get another offensive opportunity. Here's Maddie Knox. She loses the basketball, and the Pirates turn it over. Rustlers the other way. Colda on the move to the rim. Shot is no good. Allie Mullaney with an offensive rebound. That putback won't go. And Highmore Herald gets the rebound. 37-29 is our score. Final minute of quarter number three. Here is Knox to Knox. Here's Grace out front as she works the dribble. Now Courtney Mosier with it. Courtney gets away with a double dribble there as she picked it up and put it back down, but we play on. Here is Brooke Palmer, cross-court pass, Courtney Mosier. Set shot for three is up, no good. Abby Blake will get the rebound up the floor. They come. Pushing his Colda to the rim. Shot is no good. Rebound loose. Trisha Lammers has it. Now it's Gates to Wirtle. Jaden for 15. That shot is no good. And the rebound tied up and a jump ball. And the possession arrow will point to the Rustlers. 26.4 seconds remain in the third quarter. 37-29 is our score. Miller has trailed from the opening tip. They have trailed by as many as 12. They got it to within three in the third quarter. Here is a Grace Knox block that will turn into her fourth personal foul. And Alea Schlechter will get a pair of free throws. 37-29, Pirates lead. Free throw for Schlechter is up, and it's off the back iron and no good. And Highmore Herald will send Reagan Westcott into the ballgame as she will check in. And Grace Knox, with those four personal fouls, will have to check out. 21.5 seconds remain in the third quarter. And here is the second free throw. That one is up, no good. And the rebound pulled down by the Pirates. And Highmore Herald will try to hold for the final shot of the period, we think, as Courtney Mosier will bring it across to half court. Screen out front by Jessen as Mosier tries to drive, loses the dribble. The steal by Jaden Wirtle. She will put up a shot that is no good. Gates with the rebound. And a foul is going to be called on Highmore Herald. It's going to be on Courtney Mosier, and that will be her second. Team foul number five against Highmore Herald. The Rustlers will inbound with 7/10 of a second remaining. As Jaden Wirtle will trigger the inbound, we'll see if Miller can get a shot off here. As Colda fires, and that shot is short, and it brings us to the end of quarter number three. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. 37-29 Pirates. We're back for the fourth quarter in 1 minute on KPMO.
Heartland State Bank is locally owned and serves South Dakotans with banks in Redfield, Tulare, Wessington, and Highmore. The friendly and knowledgeable staff of Heartland State Bank are ready to assist you with personal or commercial accounts and loan services. They also offer convenient online banking. And you can count on Heartland Financial Services to help you with all of your insurance needs. Home, auto, farm, crop, all insurances. Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated. Member FDIC.
Miller Rustler fans, it's time to get your green on. Be true to your school and show your Miller Rustler pride with ready-to-wear Rustler t-shirts and sweatshirts from the Miller Press. Stop into the Miller Press office at 114 West 3rd Street. They can help you get your green on and show that great Miller pride. The Miller Press is published weekly on Wednesdays with everything you need to know regarding Miller area news and sports. They also provide commercial printing, and check out their e-edition too at themillerpress.com.
On air or online, we thank you for joining us for our coverage of regional high school basketball. The girls' regular season finale, 37-29. Highmore Herald has the lead. Here are the Pirates down row. Brooke Palmer, shot up, no good. That was blocked by Abigail Blake, who tweaked an ankle earlier. Good to see her back in the ballgame as she makes the defensive play. And here is Miller. Gates on the move. Tyra loses the basketball and loses it out of bounds. The turnover by Miller on Miller is their 12th turnover of the ballgame. Both teams have turned it over 12 times tonight. Both teams had 9 turnovers at halftime, so 3 turnovers each so far in the second half. And here is Courtney Mosier. Brooke Palmer on the drive, shot at blocked. Again, Blake makes the defensive play, and Highmore Herald will be forced to inbound it. Grace Knox on the bench with 4 personal fouls. Letha Jessen on the floor for Highmore Herald with 3. Allie Mullaney on the bench. She has 3 personal fouls for Miller. Here is a Brooke Palmer miss, but Letha Jessen, offensive rebound and putback, makes it 39-29. And the Rustlers trail by 10 once again. Here's Morgan Cola on the drive. Off the screen, goes to the rim. Shot is no good. Rebound tipped by Miller and out of bounds. It will belong to Highmore Herald. As Alea Schlechter checks in, checking out will be Morgan Kolda. A minute gone in the fourth quarter. It is 39-29. The lead to Highmore Herald. Both teams with 5 team fouls as we work through the second half. So we're a little bit away from the bonus and free throws. Both teams done a pretty good job from the free throw line in this ballgame. Here's Maddie Knox on the right side. She will step back, take the long jumper. It is an air ball, and it's up no good. Rebound pulled down by Tyra Gates. Here comes Miller. Gates on the move to the rim, and that. Now we're going to have a foul call. The foul, I think, is going to go on Courtney Mosier. I think they're going to ask him to come over to the scorer's table. Now the officials are going to have a conversation, and they're going to find a number for Highmore Herald. They can call a foul on it, looks like to me. 11, it's Courtney Mosier. That will be her 3rd personal foul. 6th team foul against Highmore Herald, which means the Rustlers are in the bonus the rest of the way home. Tyra Gates shooting 2 here. First one rims in and out, no good. 39-29 is our score. As Highmore Herald has the lead, they led 18-8 at the end of the opening quarter. Opened up a 12-point lead in the third before Miller came storming back. It was a 6-point game at halftime, 25-19, and we've kind of been at that 6-8-10-point range ever since. As Highmore Herald, another turnover for the Pirates, a bad pass there. And here are the Rustlers up the floor. Wirtle, Schlechter on the right side will give it off for Tyra Gates. Tyra feeds inside Abby Blake. That shot is swatted and out of bounds. Maddie Knox comes over and makes the defensive play. And now Miller will inbound it. 20 on the shot clock as Gates will work with it. Schlechter left side. Into the lane. The pull-up jumper. And then she gives up the shot. Tries to feed it inside instead and throws the basketball away. And for Miller, their 13th turnover. That was an opportunity there where it looked like Schlechter was going to go to the rim. Blake turned around to try to get the rebound, and a possible rebound, and then they tried to pass it off. Here's another bad pass off pressure, and Miller forces the turnover, and it's Jaden Wirtle to score the basket. 39-32, a 7-point ball game. And again, the Pirates will work with it. Long pass up the floor, Maddie Knox to the corner now. Brooke Palmer with the jumper. That is no good. Rebound loose. Jaden Wirtle with it, and the Rustlers have a defensive stop. trailing by 7 for Miller at 3 would be down right handy. Here is Wirtle as they work with it on the right side. It's Gates now as she dribbles from right to left. Crossover down the lane. Double team comes. They pass it off and Abby Blank to the rim. The basket will count. The foul is called. The basket is going to count. The foul will be whistled on Brooke Palmer. And that will be her first personal foul. And now we are going to have a timeout taken by Highmore Herald. This will be a 30-second timeout before the free throw with 5:28 remaining and, dare I say, regulation. It is 39-34 Pirates. And we're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
The Highmore Clinic welcomes new and established patients, offering wellness and acute care for all ages, including immunizations, lab testing, telehealth, and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available. Most major insurances are accepted. Call 852-2238 for the Highmore Clinic. Good luck this season, athletes. From the Highmore Clinic, assuring access to quality health care.
Remains in the fourth quarter. 39-34. Highmore Herald has the lead, but again, Miller trying to come back. Abby Blank trying to complete a three-point play. She puts the free throw up and good, and it is a four-point ball game now at 39-35. Here is Brooke Palmer with the dribble. She'll cross half court. Feeds it to Maddie Knox on the left side and back out front. Grace Knox back in the ball game. She has it up top. Jessen, ball knocked away from behind. Another turnover for Highmore Herald. Here's Gates the other way for the Pirates. Schlechter back to Gates. The three ball is no good. Rebound Highmore Herald. 5 minutes remain in the ball game. 39-35 Pirates. Palmer across half court. Knox on the right wing. Pass inside. Too tall for Grace Knox and out of bounds. Turnover number 15 for Highmore Herald. Their third turnover of this fourth quarter. Still 39-35. The Rustlers again with an opportunity to draw closer as they trail. Gates across half court. Wirtle on the right side will send it back out. Alea Schlechter open for three. That is up and no good. Grace Knox will get the rebound, and here comes Highmore Herald once again. Long pass up the floor, handled by Brooke Palmer. On the move, Brooke underneath the basket. She steps to the baseline and turns it over. Another turnover for Highmore Herald. And the Pirates, with three timeouts remaining with 4:22 left, may need to use one here to kind of organize the troops just a little. Rustlers across half court once again. Wirtle with the basketball at the top. Wirtle, now Schlechter. Alea will dribble left. Gates on the baseline. Gets to the rim. Shot there over the top of the backboard and out of play. It's out of bounds, and it's Highmore Herald's basketball. And Miller will set up some 1-2-2 trapping pressure as the Pirates almost lose the basketball. Here's Brooke Palmer with it to Maddie Knox. Long pass Mosier. They will cross the time stripe, and Mosier will look to send it out front, and she traveled. There was a lot of traffic over there, and somehow the officials were able to see in a triple team that Mosier traveled. 39-35. Pirates still leading. And Miller will head the other way. They have had a little bit of an offensive dry spell, or they'd be right in this ball game. Bad pass and a steal. Here is Maddie Knox on the drive. That shot is no good. And the rebound to Miller as they head the other way. Still 39-35. 3.5 minutes remain in the ballgame. Gates to Wirtle. Jaden with it. Ball is tipped, but Jaden gets it back. She'll operate. Goes baseline, and then a foul is called. The foul will be on Maddie Knox. Maddie will pick up her third personal foul. And now we're going to have a timeout taken by Highmore Herald. 39-35 is our score with 3:21 remaining in the fourth quarter. This is a full timeout taken by the Pirates, and we'll take it with them. We're back in 60 seconds on KPLO.
At Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore, we've been building partnerships for life by treating our customers right, offering you a low-pressure sales process, no haggling over price, passing our low overhead savings on to you, providing a Ford-certified service department with four senior master technicians, fixing it right the very first time. We carry a good selection of new Fords and pre-owned, new or used ATVs, and all the top brands and trailers, including Aluma, Wilson, Sharp, PJ, and Big Tex. Stop by Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore or shop online at PioneerGarage.com.
Mashick Food Center is your affiliated foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. They carry the finest fresh produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast roasted chicken and pork tenderloins. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center has Highmore Pirate clothing so you can show your school spirit. They welcome WIC and food stamps and are open 7 days a week. They're proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center in Highmore.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. Back to the free throw line we go. And going to the free throw line, Jaden Wirtle. This will be a two-shot affair as Jaden will put the first free throw up and good. It is 39-36. The Highmore Herald lead, which was 8 to start the fourth quarter, is down to 3. Make it 2 as the second free throw is up and good. Pressure in the backcourt from Miller. Here's Palmer as she works the dribble across half court. Knocks inside Jessen. Shot is up. No good. Mike Ring wanting a foul and didn't get one. We'll head the other way. And here is Jaden Wirtle down slow. Abigail Blake. Shot there is up. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Highmore Herald. Leading by 2 are the Pirates. Here are the Pirates across half court. Knox with it. Both teams with 2 timeouts remaining. 2 minutes 45 seconds remain in the fourth quarter. It's a 2-point ball game. Knox will go to Palmer. Playing some big minutes here for Highmore Herald. Mosier, 3 ball. No. Rebound is up and no. A rebound battled for. Miller will have it. The Rustlers will head the other way. Rustlers have hit just 1 3 in the second half. A 3 would give them the lead for the first time tonight. Here is Schlechter. Wirtle on the right side. She'll work the dribble. Try to get it inside to Blake. Now it's Kola to Gates. Tyra on the move. Back out front. Free throw line jumper by Allie Mullaney is up. No good. And then the rebound, Tyra Gates. And Tyra stepped out of bounds. So you could call that a rebound that went out of bounds. With when Gates got it, she was out of bounds. So no turnover there. They'll stop for a moment so Tyra can tie a shoe. And now Highmore Herald will put the basketball back in play. 39-37 is our score with 2 minutes remaining. Palmer with it. Ball tip. Brooke will get it back. The count still on. Timeout Highmore Herald. And that will save the possession with a minute 57 remaining. 39-37, again a full timeout, but we will pause for just 30 seconds. You're listening to coverage of Regional High School Basketball from KPLO.
Man, what are you doing?
Well, you know, I got in that fender bender last week, and I have a great idea. I'm going to wrap my car in bubble wrap. I can't get hurt that way.
Oh, no. It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Get that dent fixed. Advanced Collision and Repair, 1022 East 3rd Street in Miller. Call 893-0190 for Advanced Collision and Repair and put down the bubble wrap.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. We invite you to stay with us during our post game. We'll have the big play of the game to talk about. It's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. We will also announce our player of the game, and that is brought to you by CHS River Plains. 1 timeout remains for Highmore Herald. 2 timeouts remain for the Miller Rustlers. A minute 57 remains in this fourth quarter. It is 39-37 Highmore Herald. Both teams, well, Highmore Herald over the foul limit. Miller is in the bonus. Highmore Herald is not, and then Highmore Herald puts the ball in play. Maddie Knox stepped on the sideline and turned it over, and that is another turnover for Highmore Herald. That is their 18th of the ball game and their ninth turnover of this second half. So again, the Rustlers have the opportunity to either tie or take the lead. Gates will work out front. Schlechter on the left side, screen from Abby Blake. To Schlechter, now Gates. Tyra will send it to the corner. Mullaney with the jumper. That is up, no good. Blake with the rebound backside. The ball is stolen away by Brooke Palmer. And then a whistle and a reach-in foul called. And it's going to go on Miller. The foul will be on Jaden Wertle. That will be her second. Team foul number 6 on Miller. So both teams are in the bonus for the remainder. As Highmore Herald will put the basketball in play. Here's Maddie Knox, Courtney Mosier. Long pass up the floor, Grace Knox, and the Pirates will handle the pressure this time as they settle in offensively. Run a little clock, get some points would be the objective for Highmore Herald here. Palmer on the right side, on the wing. Still has the dribble to use, puts it to the floor, sends it off to Jessen. She has it left corner, 10 to shoot. Jessen out front, Knox. Knox will try to drive. They go to Mosier, who launches the deep three. That's in and out, no good. Rebound, Brooke Palmer, put back, no good. But a foul is going to be called on Miller. The foul on Alea Schlechter will be her second foul. And a pair of free throws for the 5'7 freshman, Brooke Palmer, who was 1 of 2 from the line in the second half. She has played some big minutes in the second half for Highmore Herald tonight. Free throw number 1 is up good. 40-37 is our score. The second free throw, the chance to make it a 2-possession game with 1:02 remaining. And the free throw is up and good. And Morgan Colda will check into the ball game and Abigail Blake will check out. 41-37 is our score. With 1:02 remaining, that is a lot of basketball left here. We thank you for joining us tonight. This one has been fun. Here's Abby Blake with it out front. Picks up the dribble, needs some help. She holds the basketball. Allie Mullaney will come get the basketball. Now a rested Morgan Colda will get a touch out front. She will work the crossover, but defended well by Maddie Knox. So now it's the Schlechter, Wertle, down the lane. Wertle shot and blocked, and a foul call. The foul will be on Letha Jessen, which is personal foul number 4. Jaden Wertle to the free throw line to shoot 2. 38 seconds remain in the ball game. It's 41-37. And here is the Wertle free throw, the first of 2. And it is up and good. 41-38 is our score. Here is the second free throw. That one is up good. And Wertle has hit all 4 of her free throw attempts in the second half. Now Abigail Blake will check in. Morgan Colder will check out. And that dead ball with the substitution, a smart play there by Tom McGow. What he wants to do is just make sure his defense gets set before Highmore Herald puts the ball in play. Mission accomplished there. Jessen will receive the basketball and work the dribble herself across half court. Now to the baseline it comes. She's double covered, has the ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. Highmore Herald will keep possession here. About a 3-second differential shot clock to game clock. We'll see what the Pirates strategy is here. They try to feed inside. Maddie Knox trying to trigger it to Grace Knox, who flashed to the basket. We might try the same play here, just on the different side of the baseline, as this time Grace Knox will trigger it. It comes out to Brooke Palmer, and Palmer will work the dribble out front. Palmer on the move. Highmore Herald has 1 timeout remaining and a foul out front. That's Jaden Wertle's 3rd personal foul. And with 21 seconds remaining, Brooke Palmer back to the free throw line. This time, it will be a 1-1 situation. Remember, Miller has 2 timeouts left to use. We'll see what they do here. The free throw by Palmer is up, and it is good. That is a big free throw there for the 5'7 freshman. 42-39 and a timeout taken by Miller. 21 seconds remaining. You having fun yet? Because I am. Pirates with a three-point lead. We're back in 30 seconds. This is coverage of regional high school basketball from KPMO.
Wind, drought, fire, insects, disease. Together with hail, they have formed a legion of multi-perils, bent on the destruction of your hard work. Your fields are under constant attack, but the team at Kent Clark Insurance stands by your side in this war. Kent Clark Insurance will give you peace of mind knowing you're covered and your claim will be processed quickly. So protect your hard work. Call Kent Clark Insurance in Wessington at 458-2281. Equal opportunity provider.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. Acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. What Tom McGow trying to do here by using a timeout. Of course, he'll get his troops set for what needs to be done here. But also trying to ice the freshman shooter, Brooke Palmer. That second free throw is up, no good. Rebound tipped and out of bounds, and it will belong to Miller. So now a 3-to-tie is needed. With 18 seconds remaining, I think what he will have the wrestlers do is advance the basketball to half court and call a timeout, and they will do that. 15.9 seconds remain in the fourth quarter, 42-39, Highmore Herald. And again, we'll pause for 30 seconds. You're listening to live coverage of regional high school basketball from KPMO.
As one season ends, another begins, and your local C&B operations is here to help you be prepared and get ahead. Wrap up harvest with post-season equipment inspections to eliminate the headache and worry as you head into a new year. C&B is your partner in agriculture and looks forward to working with you this season and next. For all of your John Deere parts, service, and equipment needs, turn to your local C&B operations.
Real tractors are green.
With John Neff back at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, my name is Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight as we come to you from Sunshine Bible Academy, south of Miller, as the Crusader family here, allowing Miller to use their gymnasium to play the final games of their regular season. We have the regular season for the girls here as Miller plays Highmore Herald next Friday night. We will have the matchup on the 25th. Matchup between Highmore Herald and Miller's boys from Highmore. We'll have that for you on KPMO. Full schedule of games next week. The wrestlers put it in play here. A 3-to-tie. Here is a Cola 3. That is up, no good. Rebound, Jaden Wirtle. She'll go strong to the rim. Ball is tipped and stolen away, and then a foul in the backcourt. And Highmore Herald makes the defensive play. Grace Knox will make the defensive play, and then she is fouled by Jaden Wirtle. Team foul number 9, so 1-1 here. But if Grace Knox can put one of these home, it's ball game. And Highmore Herald will pick up victory number 14 on the year. Free throw is good. Boy, that rolled around for a long time and dropped through, and now it is 43-39. And here is the second free throw. That one is no good. Rebound Miller. But now with a 4-point deficit, they'll try a 3 from deep as time expires, and there's your ball game. 43-39 is our final score as the Highmore Herald Pirates pick up the victory here tonight. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment. And my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our post game is next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPMO.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venturecom.net.
Wegner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WegnerAuto.com. Experience the Wegner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wegner Auto Company and Peer.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
No matter what color of equipment you drive, Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer, has your equipment maintenance covered. Be ready for the 2022 season with Titan Machinery's Uptime Maintenance Inspection Program. These inspections are conducted by service professionals and provide a comprehensive analysis of the machine's required maintenance. From tractors and combines to sprayers, corn headers, and planters, we can handle it all. Schedule your appointment today. That's Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer. Power and precision to grow.
Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified, too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255.
We'd like to thank Jason and the crew here for getting us set up for our broadcast facility. Of course, Sunshine Bible with the fire at Miller High School, their gym not available. They graciously allowed Miller to use their gymnasium to play their final regular season home games, and they did that here tonight as the girls play their regular season finale. But on top of that, not only did they have to prepare for a basketball game, but prepare for media guys like me to show up, and they did that, and they did a nice job, and we thank them for that. And we had a very good ball game here this evening. Highmore Herald and Miller, of course, these two teams know each other well, and this was a ball game that went down to the wire as Highmore Herald, who led by as many as 12 points in this ball game, and a couple different occasions were able to hang on and get the win. Final score: Highmore Herald 43 and Miller 39. As we look at individual scoring for Miller first, as they had two double-figure scorers, as Abigail Blake led the way for Miller. She had 12 points. Jaden Wertle with 10. Tyra Gates with 8 points. Morgan Kolder with 4. Alea Schlechter with 4 points in the ballgame. Allie Mullaney with 2 in the ballgame for the Rustlers. Miller went to the free throw line 17 times in the ballgame. They were 11 of 17 from the free throw line, and Miller with 13 turnovers in 32 minutes of basketball. For the Highmore Herald Pirates, three double-figure scorers led by Letha Jessen and Courtney Mosier. Both scored 12 points. Grace Knox with 10. Brooke Palmer off the bench scores 6 points. And Maddie Knox with 4. A total of 43 for the Pirates. Highmore Herald goes to the free throw line 18 times. They were 11 of 18 from the free throw line. Highmore Herald had trouble with turnovers. They build up that double-digit lead in the third quarter. Miller changed things up, went to a more of a 1-2-2 trapping pressure, and Miller forced a lot of turnovers on Highmore Herald. In fact, 9 of them in each of the halves here tonight. But they could not capitalize on a lot of those turnovers in the second half. They just could not get shots to fall, and Highmore Herald was able to hang on and get the victory. But the Pirates with 18 turnovers in the contest tonight. Highmore Herald got off to a fast start, and they led 18-8 at the end of the opening quarter. Miller closed out the second quarter on a little bit of a run, outscored Highmore Herald 11-7, and it was 25-19 at halftime. They played even throughout the third quarter, and it was 37-29 going into the fourth. Miller made it interesting, got it down to a two-point deficit, but the Pirates were able to make some big free throws late and come away with the victory here. Final score, 43-39. Time for our big play of the game, and it's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, you look at this ball game that, well, it came down to the final couple possessions of the contest. Highmore Herald getting off to a big start. A couple Courtney Mosier threes in the first quarter of this ball game to get things going. Highmore Herald opened up an 18-8 lead, and they needed all of those points to get the victory here tonight. And that fast start by Highmore Herald is our big play of the game, brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. We got one more piece of work before we call it a night, and it is our player of the game, and our player of the game brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains.
You asked, we listened. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
The player of the game nominees on the Miller side, they were led in scoring by Abigail Blake, who scored 12 points. Jaden Wirtle with 10 in the ball game. Jaden did a lot of things on the defensive side of the ball for the wrestlers tonight. On the Highmore Herald side, Letha Jensen, Courtney Mosier, both leading the way with 12 points each. Grace Knox with 10, but we're going to go with Brooke Palmer as our player of the game. The 5'7 freshman scored 6 points, all of them in the fourth quarter. She made some big shots, especially free throws, 4 of 5 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, and that was a big spot for the 5'7 freshman, and she was able to go 5 of 6 from the free throw line in that exchange, and she is our player of the game, and it's brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains. Boys basketball action will come your way tomorrow night as we will make the trip to Gettysburg as Potter County, one of the top teams in Class B, will host the Highmore Herald Pirates. We'll have that for you, 7:30 with the pregame, 7:45 with our tip-off tomorrow night. And then on Monday, we will have boys basketball for you from Alexandria as Hanson hosts Chamberlain. We'll get things underway around 7:30 again with our tip-off on Monday night, Tuesday, Thursday of next week. We'll have postseason girls basketball action. We'll wait till all the pairings are set before we decide what direction we're going to go there. But we will have postseason basketball region tournament coverage next Tuesday and Thursday on KPLO. Next Friday night on the 25th, we'll have our final boys basketball game of the regular season. And that will feature the matchup between Highmore Herald and Miller's Boys. From Highmore, we'll have it for you next Friday night on KPLO. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice and slow down in case of ice. Our coverage of regional high school basketball tonight has been brought to you by the folks at C&B Operations John Deere, Kent Clark Insurance, Advanced Collision and Repair, Jan Bussey Ford, the Miller Press, Crystal Volksgarten Agency, American Family Insurance, Miller Rexall Drug and Car Chiropractic. Also, helping us with our coverage of regional high school basketball, the folks at Nashik Food Center, Highmore Clinic Rural Healthcare, Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated, the Highmore Herald, and Highmore Health. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO brought to you tonight by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the Golden Buffalo, By Right Seed, Agtegra, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Avera Orthopedics, the May Adam Law Firm, and Pottsville State Farm Insurance. Our coverage of regional high school basketball is also brought to you by the folks of the Jet Lanes, Kimball Livestock Exchange, Titan Machinery, Wagner Auto, and Venture Communications. John Neff has been our technical director, DRG Media Group's world headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle. We bid you all a very pleasant evening.